what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and restaurant. Abner is just entering.
Come in. Oh, morning, Abner.
Morning, Lum.
Well, for goodness sakes, what's the matter with you? Look like you just been drugged through the wash wringer.
Well, I ain't feeling my level best, I'll admit that.
Well, here, you better sit down.
Oh, no.
Here's the rocker. Better sit down, Abner.
No, not sitting down's the one thing I don't want to do. No, sirree.
Well, what's ailing you? Did the voice do something to you?
No, sir, not directly, please. It was sort of on account of him, though.
Well, what happened? Come on, tell me.
Well, last night, about the must have been 3 o'clock, 3:30, somewhere around in there.
Yeah?
The wind started blowing, and it started banging the shutters on that whole window upstairs.
Well, that ain't going to hurt nobody.
No, that's never what hurt me, but Elizabeth started jawing at me to get up and fix it. And finally, I just decided the only way to hash her up was to get up and go do it.
Yeah,
and
then what?
Well, I stepped out into the hall, and bang! He got me, mowed me right down.
The voice done that?
No, Cedric Wehunt.
Cedric?
My body's guard.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I forgot he was sleeping outside the bedroom door, and he thought I was somebody sneaking in.
I knowed it was going to happen, him running around with that loaded gun. I knowed it.
Well, he let me have it. Both barrels of birdshot. If aim had been any good, I wouldn't be here today to tell about it, neither.
Well, where'd he get you?
I told you I couldn't sit down, Lum.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, did you call Doc Miller?
I couldn't call nobody. I didn't feel much like walking around.
Well, why didn't you have Elizabeth call him?
Well, she couldn't either. She's too busy putting cold cloths on her head.
On her head?
Yeah, see, when she heard the shot, why, she jumped out of bed and rushed out in the hall, and Cedric tackled her. She bumped her head on the floor, something wonderful. Got a goose egg on it the size of a pumpkin.
Oh, swan too.
She sold that Cedric, though. She pinned both his shoulders down before she turned loose of him.
She did, huh?
Oh, she sold him right there in the hall.
Such goings on as you do have at your place.
Yeah, we had quite a ruckus there for a while.
Dang, I'd say you did.
Elizabeth still thinks I ought to get you out of Cedric as my body's guard.
Well, what do you think?
Well, sir, to be honest, Lum, I just don't know.
You don't know? And him taking a shot at you?
Well, I ain't just sure who I'm in the most danger from. My body's guard or that voice.
Well, I believe if I was you, I'd take a chance on the voice. It ain't shot at you. Yet.
No, not yet. But on the other hand, I hate to take any kind of a chance with that varmint too. After what happened to Earl Pomeroy.
Yeah.
First, that voice called him and warned him about disaster and fire. And the next thing you know, his barn burned down. Now, that ain't the kind of a thing that you monkey around with, Lum.
No, it does give you a creepy feeling, I'll admit that.
It scares the daylight plumb out of you, that's what it does.
Of course, I still think that must have been just a coincidence. The fire started when the barn was struck by lightning. And I'm sure the voice ain't got no control over thunder and lightning. Leastways, I'm pretty sure.
Well, all I know, it happened just like he said it would. And that's good enough for me. Well, I believe I'll just keep old Cedric on for another week or month.
I wonder if Doc Withers would have any ideas about this voice. He's a pretty smart man, you know.
Yeah, say, where's he been the last couple of days? I ain't saw him around here at all.
Well, I ain't neither. I know he's still sleeping in his office back there in the feed room, but he don't hang around here none during the day.
No, I ain't saw him at all.
I don't know what's happened to him. Fact is, I've been sort of worried about it.
Don't reckon he's got himself another job around town someplace, do you, Lum?
I ain't heard of him working no place.
No, I... Hey, doggy, you don't reckon he could be the voice, do you?
Oh, no. No, it couldn't possibly be him. He wouldn't do no harm to nobody. Nicest one human you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah, well, I feel that same way about him, too, but it seems sort of peculiar that he ain't been around here much right at this particular time when this voice has been calling everybody up.
Yeah, but there's a feller that just goes around trying to help folks instead of scaring them. Recollect when I got arrested for bribery by mistake and he went clean into the county seat to go my bail?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can name any number of other good deeds he's did for folks around here.
Oh, yeah, he's thought it, ain't no doubts about that. But, now, on the other hand, Lum, we don't actually know a whole lot about him. About all we know is that he comes from Mount Ida, and that he's a friend of Grandpappy Spears's.
Yeah, but I still say I ain't going to waste my suspicions on him.
Well, I hope it ain't him.
Say, speaking of Grandpappy Spears, has he come out of the house yet since he got that call from the voice?
Yeah, he finally come out yesterday morning for a while. Charlie Redfield told me that he seen him. He unlocked the door and come out there on the front gallery and watched the road grader working over near his place for about a half hour. Then went right back in, locked the door again, been there ever since.
Sort of like a groundhog, huh? Must have seen his shadow.
He's acting just about like one, from what I can hear. Yeah, I believe I'll nickname him Old Groundhog Spears.
That sure got him scared, didn't it?
Oh, has it. He is a scared man. You know what he done? He bundled up 6 copies of the Pigeon Fancier's Journal and sent them back to him.
Well, what'd he do that for?
Well, see, his subscriptions run out in 1932, I believe it was. And then these other 6 issues come to him after it's run out. And for years, he's always bragged about getting them 6 copies for nothing. But now, since the voice, his conscience has finally got the best of him, he decided to send them back.
On account of the voice, huh?
Oh, yeah. He figured he better get himself all squared up, long as he thinks Judgment Day is just around the corner for him.
Yeah, he sure takes things to heart. Well, yeah. There's a lot of folks around here doing a lot of repenting.
Oh, that's there. A lot of folks.
Did you notice the crowd at church Sunday?
Why, there's folks even sitting in the window.
Oh, I couldn't find a place to tie my team.
Well, Eli White pulled his wagon right up our side of the church house, and his folks sat there in the spring seat and watched.
I recollect one. Well, for goodness sake, there comes a dog.
Huh? Doggy.
Must have known who he's talking about.
Yeah,
now, don't ask him questions like you thought he was the voice, because I know he ain't.
Well, I wasn't going to. We can ask him if he knows anything about the voice, though, can't we?
Oh, sure. Well, howdy, stranger.
Oh,
where have you been keeping yourself, Doc?
What did you call me, Abner?
Why, Doc. Natural.
There's nobody here by that name. You want to refer to me? Call me Ben. That's my name, Ben.
Well, yeah, but everybody's always called you Doc Withers.
There is no such person as Doc Withers, and there really never was.
Well, who are you then?
Abner Hedgehog.
My name is Ben. Ben Withers. Benjamin Franklin Withers.
Well, you ain't Doc's brother, are you?
Abner, be quiet.
Well, you sure look enough like him to be his brother, I'll say.
No, I'm nobody's brother. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back to my office. There's some things I've got to take care of.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Doc, or Ben.
Don't bother him now.
Well, now, Lum, there's something wrong with him. Or his brother, whoever he is.
That ain't his brother, that's him.
I believe it is, too.
And you're right, there is something wrong with him. That's why I don't want you to keep asking a lot of questions right now. It was easy to see that whatever it was, he didn't want to talk about it.
Well, do you reckon it's happened to him now?
I don't know.
Reckon he's got the amnesias and don't recollect who he is?
Well, I don't think it could be that. He knows he's Ben Withers, and that's his name. If he had the amnesia, he wouldn't even recollect that.
No. Well, what could it be then, Lon?
I just ain't got the least idea.
You sure do.
I know one thing. We've got to keep an eye on him. He might need our help. Might be in some kind of trouble or something.
Well, there's sure something wrong with him. Hey, what was that?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's breaking up stuff back there.
You know, this might be something serious.
I don't know, Mom. I wonder if he is the voice after all.
Oh, I just can't believe that about him.
Well, now, he's sure acting cute. He must be it, Mom, sure.
Oh, he ain't got no reasons to do nothing like that. But tell you what I'll do. I think maybe he's had a call of some kind from that voice, and he's got him all tore up. We've just got to do something about this situation. We can't sit around and do nothing.
Well, what can we do? You can't trap a voice floating around in the air.
I know you can't, but we've got to do something. We can't let whatever this thing is burn down our barns and threaten folks' lives and make a wreck out of our friend Doc.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, but I just don't see what me and you can do about it, though.
Well, I think the first thing we better do is call in the law.
The law?
Yes, sir. We'll call Uncle Henry Lunsford right now and get the town marshal working on this case.
I don't think that's a good idea. But what can Uncle Henry do, Lum? He can't arrest somebody he can't see.
Well, that's his problem. He's got to work that out some way for himself. But I figure if this boy finds out he's up against the law, he might change his mind about a few things. Might scare him off. It's worth the try.
Oh, sure. Ought to try it. I'm for anything that'll get shut of that boy before he gets around to calling me. I'll tell you that.
What's the ring down there at the jailhouse? Oh, wait, I know.
Yeah, tell Uncle Henry to get to working on it right away, Lum.
Yeah, Dungeon, this will put a muzzle on that blame boy.
I feel safer already. This is a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know why we never thought of this several days. Wait a minute, I hear the receiver. Hello?
Seems to be no escape from the voice, either.